Hi, I'm Steve Avaletta, and this is Beans, Beats, and Bankruptcy. Today, we're going to be talking about what's hot on the cafe scene, music we're listening to at work, and bankruptcy.
We're at our farm kitchen in Balmain. Drinking a double espresso.
In the Beats segment, we're going to be reviewing tracks we work to, how they impact our mood, and whether they assist us to get a good outcome for our clients. So today, we're going to be reviewing a classic hardcore EDM track from the 90s called Here's Johnny by Hocus Pocus. It'll be available on the Apple Music playlist for this video project shortly if you haven't got a copy handy. And frankly, the beats are just ridiculous. It sounds like someone repeatedly throwing a garbage can against a brick wall. The vocals are just Jack Nicholson repeating a few words over and over and over again as a sample. And workability, it's like a 2 out of 10. It's frankly atrocious. I mean, this style of music is hard to deal with. However, my comments overall are, it's just stunning. It's exactly what you need to put on for 3 to 6 minutes just before you hit the office, because you're just going to have an amazing day and it's just there to pump you up. Today, I'm going to be talking about a really interesting topic, and it's actually a viewer request. We're going to be talking about taking out a loan after bankruptcy. And as we know, bankruptcy can have significant impact on all aspects of your personal and financial life after the 3 years and one day of its length in standard terms anyway. But what's important to consider is, though there may be some inhibitions in the way you might access credit and some of your options, not all of your options are gone. So, I mean, this isn't legal advice, this isn't financial advice, just some commentary from me about how to obtain finance and some of the pros and cons and hurdles and obstacles which might come up when you're looking for finance, and a few tips along the way as well after bankruptcy. So, as you guys know, credit reporting agencies such as Equifax or Elion or Experian, depending on where in the world you're located or you previously lived, maintain credit scores and they keep records of your bankruptcy on most occasions. It's not necessarily the case, but it's a case in like 99% of all instances. And they keep these records for 5 years or for 2 years after the date of a bankruptcy, depending on their own internal policies and whichever is later, and just the general circumstances. So call it a period of say 5 to 7 years where your credit record or your credit report is going to show that you are bankrupt. And as I mentioned in previous episodes, the MPII will have a record of a personal insolvency event forever, but it's not publicly advertised. Someone needs to pay money to look it up. Whereas a credit report, though again not publicly advertised, is more widely distributed to various parties, including lenders. And I guess lenders are the parties that the relevant party when we're talking about taking a loan out after bankruptcy. So once you're declared a discharge bankrupt, so your bankruptcy is all over and you're out there and you want to apply for a loan and other credit products, most major lenders will not approve a loan for someone who's a discharge bankrupt or previously bankrupt, as they see this as a high risk. However, there are still options. So it's not to say you won't get any type of credit product. However, you might need to undertake extra steps or look at different providers or seek extra guarantees from third parties, etc., to prove that you're not a risky individual, or to at least promote some confidence in your ability to raise capital or otherwise access debt funding or consumer credit or so on. So some tips that I've gleaned from my years of working with people, whether they're bankruptcy advisors or individuals coming out of bankruptcy, is applying for credit will be recorded on your credit file. So it's really important not to apply for credit multiple times at the same time, because it's very hard to tell for the next funder or credit provider to know whether that application for credit was a successful application or a failed application. So being very selective with how many times you apply for credit and the process about which you go in applying for credit is a really helpful tip in mitigating the mess in and around your credit file and making yourself look more attractive to credit providers. Non-conforming loans are, I guess, another strategy. So these are loans offered to people which doesn't necessarily meet the standard criteria for a loan. So those with poor credit, or those with very poor information available, or those who have previously been declared and subsequently discharged as bankrupt, might be otherwise looking for non-conforming loans. So these loans might be outside of the consumer credit protocols and processes that we have nationally, or they might otherwise have some hairy aspects to them that you might want to seek financial or legal advice on, or they might otherwise just be slightly more expensive. But that being said, non-conforming loans tend to be an option that are available to those who have been discharged from bankruptcy and are struggling to obtain credit. Otherwise, you know, thirdly, another tip, and I guess something to negotiate in and around, is if you've been declared bankrupt, lenders will generally set a higher interest rate and higher deposits and fees to compensate for the risks associated with a loan. So it's really important to have as much cash as you possibly can and seek loans with a good, you know, loan to value ratio and have plenty of equity and seek again the accommodations and assistance of third parties and family members when you're applying for that credit to try to bring down some of those charges and get access to a greater variety of credit providers and ultimately greater variety of products at a better price. Also, I guess it's very important to spend a lot of time researching different loans and different lenders. Not all lenders are credible or good options for anyone, particularly those who have been discharged from bankruptcy. So this is where seeking the advice of a mortgage broker or financial planner or even a financial counselor or a debt advisor might be really helpful in assisting you to get access to the correct products rather than just engaging with the most convenient products. Because though bankruptcy is meant to be a financial new start, so to speak, and it's there to absolve people in many respects of their financial sins, the credit market is still ultimately about trust. And part of these tips that I'm talking about today are really about repairing trust and re-engaging with the credit industry. So people understand that, you know, yes, you may have been bankrupt, but ultimately you're here, you're looking to borrow money, you're capable of repaying it, and they should trust you. So doing your research and getting the benefit of a third-party advice around that is very helpful. And also, start with small loans that can be repaid more easily and more quickly. If you imagine bankruptcy as a financial new start, then think about your life when you first became an adult and you went out and you got your first credit card or your first loan and you started to build up your credit report so that you were able to obtain the confidences of credit providers and then move your way up to larger loans and other credit facilities, home loans, etc. So again, start small, work your way up to larger loans. That is a really important step, I think, for anyone in a new financial position, whether it's someone coming to the workforce, a new migrant, a young adult, or someone who's just been discharged from bankruptcy. And ultimately, my final tip is to not lose hope. Bankruptcy is a process in Australia which is aimed at giving people a new start. So just because you might have difficulty getting credit from time to time, there are some tips. You know, do your research, engage with multiple providers, don't just put applications in willy-nilly, rebuild the trust that credit providers have and seek the assistance of third parties, whether they're family members, etc., and start rebuilding your financial security step by step. And obviously, if you have concerns about products and non-conforming loans, speak to a lawyer, speak to a financial planner. And if you want any more information about this, jump on our site and reach out if you have any questions.